Paragraph Yud Beis. Rav Nosanzal says, "Vezeh bechinas kriyas haMegillah," and now we could understand the significance of reading the Megillah on Purim. Ki haMegillah hu gavoya ma'oid ma'oid kemuva b'ksavim, because Megillah Esther is a very, very deep sefer, an extraordinary high level of Torah, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. Kihi bebechinas divrei Torah hanal, because the Megillah is not halachas, it's mostly story. It's a story of the Torah, just like Chumash Bereishis, which has in it the deepest secrets of the Torah. That's divrei Torah, not the halacha, but the agoda in a sense. Bechinas divrei ho'igeres hazois. As it says in the Megillah itself, that on Purim we read divrei ho'igeres hazos. And in chapter 22 in the Kutaman, Rabbi Nizal shows there how this word divrei refers to the stories of the Torah, the deepest secrets of the Torah. Ki be'emes, b'hamegillah k'suvim rak beis gimel mitzvois. Because in reality, the Megillah, which is many pages, only has in it about two or three mitzvahs, basically. Shem mishloach monois, umatonis levyoinim, v'simcho mishta. That's it. V'hamegillah b'yatzmo arucha mo'oid. And despite the fact that there's only three obvious mitzvahs in the Megillah is long, a long story. It's pages and pages. Shemesaperes kol maisa chashveroish v'homon v'vashti v'chulu v'chulu. It goes on to tell us in detail the entire story of achashveroish v'vashti. It's a v'chol zeh u'bechinas divrei Torah. This is all the concept of the diburim of Torah. Just like every time in the Torah when Hashem presents a mitzvah, it says first v'yedaber Hashem el Moshe lemer daber el bnei Yisrael, and then it says the mitzvah. Rabbi Nizal says in Likutim Randir that those words which seem almost unnecessary, they have a deeper message in them than the mitzvah itself, than the actual mitzvah itself. Those words that surround the mitzvah, they're like the makif to the pnim. They have deeper secrets of Torah. They're called the divrei Torah, the vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemer. Those words actually have extraordinary deep levels of Torah in them. Ki hasipurim shel haTorah hem givoyim yoiser me'atorah atzmo, because we know that the stories of the Torah are deeper, al pi soid, al pi kabbalah and everything, than the technical halachic portions of the Torah. Dahainu mi mitzvos haTorah bi'atzmon, than the actual listing of the mitzvahs in the Chumash. Ki hem bechinas divrei Torah, because the stories of the Torah are this concept of the divrei Torah. Bechinas nishma kanal b'mayim ranal, the nishma, as was discussed in the chapter on the Likutei Moharan. V'zeh bechinas haMegillah kanal, that's what Megillah Esther is. V'oz anu zeichim b'purim likroisis haMegillah, and on Purim is when we are privileged to read this Megillah. V'oisim bechinas divrei Torah, bechinas nishma, Rav Nosanzal says that it's on this holiday of Purim that we're zeichet to convert the nishma to the nase. And he gives us all the different variations of it in the words. To make from lekayim esimei apurim ha'ila, lekayim kiyum, to convert that into oisim, into asiya, to convert amida tefillah into asiya. Now in this next paragraph, paragraph Yud Gimel, Rav Nosanzal is going to give us an incredible, important message, personal message, in applying this concept of yerida and aliyah, and in knowing how to deal with it individually. Rav Nosanzal says now, v'zehu bechinas bizmanehem. The pasuk says over there in the Megillah, L'kayin es yemei haPurim ho'ele bizmanehem, that the Jews will establish these days of Purim in their times, times plural. So the Gemara in Megillah darshins that it could have said bizman, or it could have said bizmanim, and instead it said zmanehem. From this we learn out that there are several different times when we read the Megillah. Some people read it on the 11th of Adar, some people on the 12th, some on the 13th, some on the 14th, and some on the 15th of Adar. All Zmanim Tuva, the Gemara says. We learn out from this Pasuk. Kemo Shlomdo Razal Mizeh Pasuk, Shemegillah Nikras, Biyur Aleph, Yud Beis, etc., etc. Kiyesh kama zmanim lebechinas kriyas hamegillah. There are several different times when different groups of people read the Megillah. Shehu bechinas laseis mehanishma nase, which means converting nishma into nase. Ki kol echod yeshloi nishma v'nase lefi bechinosei kanal. Because Rabbein Azal had said in Likut Imran that each and every individual Jew has his personal nishma and nase. And what's to me nishma is to somebody on a higher level than me nase. Each person is functioning within his own sphere, and Klal Yisrael are functioning, you know, as a unit, as a total unit also. V'al kein, and therefore, b'nei hakforim, those people who are not, those people who are supposedly the lower level people, who aren't even qualified to live in the regular cities, but rather they live in the villages, they live outside the cities. She'ein lohem zeh hakoyach lasos mehanishma nase biatzman, they're not strong enough to complete this process on their own, to make from nishma to nase by themselves. V'tzorich achar likros lohem. Therefore, they require somebody else to read the Megillah for them. They don't have a balkorei, they don't have a minyan. They have to come on to someone else from the big city to help them in this, to read for them and to do this for them. Therefore, the Gemara tells us they don't read the Megillah on the same day as the regular people, but rather they come in earlier, the Monday before or the Thursday before, when they're coming in to bring their fruits and vegetables to market. That's when they also come in to hear the Megillah being read in the big city. Lovoy letoich hakrach, to come into the big city, sheyesh shom asora batlonim. And the Gemara's definition here of a big city is a city that has at least 10 people who are botel from melacha, who don't go to work all day, but rather who are sitting and learning, studying Torah full time, permanently. Vehein magdimim v'koyron lehem es hamegilos. These asora batlonim, these rabbis in the big city, they read the Megillah for the villagers who are coming in on Monday, Thursday for market day. They read it for them earlier. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki afal pi she'adayin lo higia yemei haPurim biatzmoi, because even though technically Purim hasn't even arrived yet, Purim is on the 14th of Adar. What kind of nonsense is this? We're starting, you know, we're making believe it's Purim for them 2-3 days before. Shehem Iker Hasogas Nasa V'Nishma, where we know that the main Hasoga of Nasa V'Nishma is only going to take place on Purim itself, on the 14th and 15th of Adar. Bechinas V'Hayomim Ho'ele Nizkorim V'Nasim, as we said before, it's on these days of Purim that we have Nizkor V'Nasim, Nishma V'Nasim. Afal Pikein, despite that, B'nei HaKrach, the people who live in the big city, Sheyesh Shamasora Batlonim, who are zecher to have 10 rabbis, 10 people who are botel from Gashmias, from the nonsense of this world. They are reserved for Torah, for Tefillah, for Avodas Hashem. Shebetelim, they are botel from Gashmias, Vo'oiskim Batoira, and they study Torah full time, Vezoichim Lahasogo Govoya, and thereby they are zecher to higher level insights of Torah of Hashem. Alkein heim yecholim lohoyer b'bnei akforim b'chinas kriyas samigilah b'chinas hasogas nishma v'nase gam eze yomim koydim purim. These tzaddikim, these asura batlonim, these people in the big city have the ability to shine this he'ora of Purim, into this nase v'nishma, into the b'nei hakfar several days earlier. Ki hanase shel b'nei akrach sheyesh lehem koydim purim. Who eitzel b'nei akforim b'chinas nishma b'chinas oras purim. Look at how Rav Nosson Zal makes this so clear. Rav Nosson Zal says, listen to this. You have the b'nei akrach and you have the b'nei akfar. The ben akrach, his Friday is more spiritual than the ben akfar's Shabbos, because he's on so much a higher level of Torah, of Ruchnius and everything. So therefore, the ben akrach on Erev Purim has enough light to give the Ben HaKfar a Purim. That what he's going to give him 2 days before Purim is enough to qualify for the Ben HaKfar that he's getting his Ham and Tashin and his Grager and his Megillah, everything. He's getting it all. V'al kein, heim shoymen es hamegila mikoidem mipnei akrochim. This is why these people from the village must hear the Megillah, not on Purim, not when it's, but to hear it two days earlier from the Bnei Akrach, kedei sheyu pnuyim b'mei Purim lahaspik mogoy nemishte levnei Akrochim. The Gemara says so that on Purim itself, they should be available to provide food, you know, vegetables and fruit and all the other things for the Bnei Akrach. Rav Nosson Zal explains now again, ki etzem ha-Purim shel Bnei Akrochim ein bechinas bnei akforim yecholim lahasig, because the essence of Purim that the bnei hakrach are going to experience, the people from the big city are going to experience on the 14th of Adar, the bnei akfar could never handle that light. It would be too bright for them. It would blow them away. Ki hasogas hanishma shelohem govoya ve'otzum moed, because the nishma of the people in the big city is too bright a light to try to share that with the Bnei Akfar. It'll blow them away. Rak tzrichen lihiyos merkovo aleihem b'mei Purim, lahaspik lohem l'simchas Purim. But rather, what the only way the Bnei Akfar can connect to that is not by listening to the Megillah. If they hear the Megillah on the 14th of Adar with the Bnei Akrach, it'll blow them away. But by allowing them to serve, to provide the food and drink and those things, that shimush chachamim, in a sense, that they do on the 4th of Adar, that's how they're able to connect on their level to the great bright light that the Bnei Akrach are enjoying on that day. V'zehu shamru zal, and this is why the rabbis tell us in the Gemara, ezehu krach, what qualifies to be a krach regarding this halacha? Kol sheyesh boi asoro batlonim. A place that has 10 people who are botel from a lot. Look at the choice of word. It doesn't say asora rabonim, asora tzadikim. It says asora batlonim. Batlonim daiko. Kihem nikroim batolim. Batlonim al shem sheikar hasagosam hu tomid mi darga le darga. Sheze ein zoichin kim aide bechin as bitula shel toira ze kiuma. Rav Nosson says the reason why the rabbi gives them that nickname batlonim is because we're talking about people who are on a level where they are constantly climbing. They're constantly going higher and higher and higher and higher. And we know their secret. We know that the only way that a Jew is zecher to be from those people who is constantly going higher and higher is if he knows the secret of bitula shel Torah zui kiyuma. He has that ability to know when to be mevatel, when to be yoreid, when to go down and handle the yerida properly, so that the yerida will be a springboard for an aliyah. Vehein daiko yoidim likroisis hamegila bizmano. They're the ones who are qualified, who are able to be zecha to read the Megillah on its proper day. In other words, to receive the full blast of light of the Megillah. Avol bebechinas bnei akforim. Whereas the people from the villages who are on a much lower level of Yiddishkeit, of Ruchnius, she'en lohem asora batlonim, they don't have that caliber person among them. Ve'en zoichen lahasoga zu shel b'chinas b'nei akrochem kanal. They can't handle, they're not on the level to receive the same type of light as the b'nei akroch. Heim yecholim lohoyer v'likroi sesamegilo lohem, gam koidim purim kanal. The Bnei Akrach are able to read the Megillah for them 2 days earlier, to bring the light down for them. Ki kol echod v'yechod yesh loy nishma v'nasa l'fi madregosu kanal. Because as Rabbein Azal explained to us, each and every single Jew has his own nishma v'nasa. V'ze b'chinas v'hayomim ho'ele nizkorim v'nasim b'chol dor v'dor mishpacha u'mishpacha Medina u Medina, ve'ir ve'ir. Why does the Megillah bother writing that in such detail? That this holiday of Purim is Nizkor v'nase, from generation to generation, family to family, country to country, city to city. Hainu, shekol mishpocha u'mishpocha, v'chol Medina u'Medina, v'chol ir ve'ir, kol echot zoich lekabel b'yem hazeh b'chin asoras Purim, kol echot v'yechot lefi madregosoi. Because we're dealing with so high a level of light, if everybody's going to receive it the same way, some people it's going to burn them, some people it's going to heat them, some people it's going to cool them. each person, depending on what level he's on, he's got to receive it differently. Because each person has what's called nas divinishma on his level, based on where he's holding at right now. And this is why we have this unique situation when it comes to the holiday of Purim. On Rosh Hashanah, it's not like this. On Shabbos, but when it comes to this holiday of Purim, because the Arizal says that on Purim there is this extraordinary high level of light, and there is this Nase V'Nishma happening, and there is this Yerido, this ability to convert Yerida to Tachles V'Aliyah, because all of this is happening on such a high level, it's critical that Klal Yisrael be split up into groups now. That each group get what they can handle, not what they can't handle. And this is why, this is where the Masechta Megillah begins, with the fact that the Megillah is read at different times for different people. Which people? There are different levels. The Bnei HaKfar are one level, Bnei HaKrach are a different level, etc., etc. One final paragraph for now. Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Yudalit, V'zeh b'chinas mevatlin Talmud Torah l'shmoya Mikra Megillah. The Gemara tells us an interesting law, that a person who has a shir kavua, learning Torah, let's say, every day, you know, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. When Purim arrives, he pushes, and the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is a mitzvah sesed doraisa, and the Megillah is a mitzvah derabonan. Normally we would say a mitzvah derabonan steps aside for doraisa. The Gemara says we are mevatel Talmud Torah in order to hear, to read or listen to the Megillah. Why again? Why that word bitul Torah? Hainu ki bechinas Purim hu bebechinas bitura shel Torah zui kiyuma. Because this holiday of Purim, the kiddush of Purim, is the manifestation of this concept of bitula shel Torah zui kiyuma. Shenesapchen kol hayiridos v'habitulim lebechinas aliyah. Teaching Klal Yisrael that each and every individual Jew and Klal Yisrael have, on a whole, have the ability to convert the Yerida to a major Aliyah. V'zehu mevatlen Talmud Torah l'shmoya Mikra Megillah. Ki Mikra Megillah haynu he'oras Purim nimshach mibechinas bitulo shel Torah kanal. The light of Purim is a light that comes about through a bitul Torah. It requires, it necessitates a bitura shel Torah, a yerida. In order to receive that high level of light of Purim, you're not going to be able to get it unless you were able to go through the yerida first. And again, the way we go through the yerida today is by doing certain simple, by drinking a little bit excessive, by making fun, making joke, you know, making humorous things, by banging at home and doing these things. That's the yerida. Lord, he's acting like a nut. He's acting like a kid. That acting like a kid is the Yerida, which allows us to receive the extraordinary, deep, powerful light, the Ha'orah of Mordechai at Tzadik, which shines on Purim. Bechinas mevatlan Talmud Torah kanal. In the next paragraph, Tesvov, Rav Nosson Zal is going to show, and now you'll understand why the perfect follow-up after that is the Parsha of Poraduma, because Poraduma is exactly the same thing. It's an extension of Purim. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to show exactly how. The question was just raised, how do we on our level connect our Yeridas to this lofty concept of Yerida? And the answer is this. Rav Nosson Zal starts off many chapters in the Kutelucha saying that words of Rabbeinu Zal apply to everyone on their level, meaning that each one of us, when we experience a Yerida and we realize that this is from Hashem, and we realize that the purpose of this is to bring us closer. Hashem is not trying to push us away by this. He's trying to bring us closer. And that if I'll handle it properly, if I'll handle the Yerida properly, and I'll connect to Hashem where I'm at right now, at the point of Yerida, that'll lead me to an extraordinary Aliyah. If a person does that, he'll be zeichet to the Aliyah. In other words, here again, the Bnei HaKfarim can get angry and say, what kind of business is this? We're lower level, we're second class citizens. I don't want this. If I can't have Purim like regular Jews, then I don't want Purim. Or the case of Pesach Sheni that we have, those Jews who came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we were Tomei when all the regular religious holy Jews brought the Karban Pesach on Pesach. Does that mean we lose out completely? Just because we're in a state of Yerida, we're Tomei, means we get nothing, we're lost? And Moshe Rabbeinu at that time was zecher to receive a message from Hashem saying, they're right, there's no such thing as lost. Ein shum yush boilam. And because they didn't give up, because they came screaming, they are going to add a new portion to the Torah, a new mitzvah, Pesach Sheni, the law of Pesach Sheni, a whole new parsha in the Torah is going to be added in the zchus of these people in their Yerida. Because of their Yerida, because of their Tuma, they were privileged to add a new chapter to the Chumash Mamish, which no other Jew, big rabbis, big tzaddikim weren't zecher to do. These Jews, Bishas Yerida, who instead of getting despondent and giving up hope and getting depressed and getting angry, instead of quitting, they believed that there is hope, that there is a way to connect Hashem in the Yerida. There is a way to serve Hashem in the Yerida. As a result of that, it got converted to a major aliyah. And this applies midor ledor mishpochem to each and every single Jew. Each and every single Jew has to apply this message of Purim 365 days a year. On Purim itself, it's brighter and it's more easily available. But to a Jew who believes in this, and he tries to live this way, that when he's going through a Yerida, he doesn't use it as an excuse to quit, to walk away from the Kiddusha, but rather he understands that it's part of the cycle, and if I handle the Yerida properly, it will only lead to major Aliyah. We'll definitely be zecher to get to our Aliyahs.